Are you calling a psycho? We dropped the
bomb on you. And welcome, everybody, to the Cheap Seats on 107.7 KBDFM, where the view is bad, but the company is good. We're on every Thursday night from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Logan Anderson with Adam St. Paul, and we have a great show lined up for you today. The Aberdeen Smitty's Legion baseball team is off to a hot start on the diamond, and we'll be joined by the head coach of the Smitty's, Justin Downs, in our second segment. There's all kinds of rumors on the NBA free agent market, but nobody's actually gone anywhere yet that's mattered. So we'll touch on that. The World Cup finale is on the way, but we want to start off a little bit closer to home here on the Cheap Seats, as Presentation College is searching right now for a new athletic director after the departure of Brian Spielbauer. And I believe that this may be one of the most important hires ever made on the athletic side at Presentation College. To give a little context there, I want to look back 3 years ago at the state of the programs at Presentation College. Football was in its first season with almost all freshmen and sophomores and about 65 players. Men's basketball had a full team, but they won single-digit games, and they didn't have a single returning player from the year before. And women's basketball and volleyball were begging anyone around campus with any sports history to play and join the team so they could have enough players to field a team and just have the minimum numbers to start a game. Women's basketball actually came dangerously close a couple times to finishing games with just four players on the court. And the soccer teams, they couldn't even find enough players to field a team and had to cancel their season. Presentation College was, by all accounts, the worst athletic program in the UMAC conference, or right down there close to it, which is in the conversation as one of the worst NCAA Division III conferences in the country. Brian Spielbauer came in. He brought his experience as a longtime successful head coach to the athletic director position, and he helped the Saints through the transition of joining the NAIA. He used his connections to hire bright young coaches and taught them how to be ace recruiters in the NAIA landscape. One of his biggest contributions was helping to guide and sometimes fight his way through snags in the road in the admissions and financial aid departments and in other areas outside of athletics to ensure that PC was competitive with other area NAIA schools. He emphasized recruiting as more than just a way to win games, but as a tool to increase enrollment and revenue at PC. And you can see the students reaping the rewards of that strategy with new weight room, new suite-style dorms that are nicer than my apartment, and a new campus green, and most recently the news that they'll be building the third biggest collapsible winter dome in the country on Presentation College's campus. So looking at the programs now, the Saints football team is poised to potentially have their first above 500 record ever with well over 100 players on the roster. The men's basketball team is poised to make a jump towards the conference elite with a full JV team even underneath their varsity team. Soccer, volleyball, and women's basketball have more talent and depth than they ever had, and everything around campus is looking up. And while none of these moves necessarily, they're certainly not genius moves, it's just kind of doing what needs to be done and having the work ethic to push through. But he kind of led the process to get Presentation College pushed out of the rut that they had been in and give the program momentum moving forward. And that's why the Saints have to find the right person and quickly, because they have momentum going and they can't afford to get stuck back in the rut and lose that momentum that they've gained. Otherwise, they risk losing some of the talented coaches that they have to other jobs, losing talented players to transfers when those coaches leave, and having school pride and morale dip a little bit, which, you know, going to games, I saw more people from the community at Presentation College games last year combined than I did the 2 years before. There was a lot more public interest. And I believe that President Huber has a really good plan in place. And, you know, she gets a lot of credit for all the things that happened as well. But a move backwards right now would be disastrous. Of the students who attend class on campus, I think a conservative estimate would be that 65% of all the students are athletes in some program. And it's probably closer to that 75% range. If that falls off, so would any further progress at the school. And, you know, Adam, I want your perspective on this, and what type of person do you want to see come in at the athletic director at presentation college? And what like key aspects do they need to have?
Well, you failed to mention some of the most interesting facts about Brian Regal's coming to presentation college after he, you know, they were in the market for a new one. Presentation college goes out and picks two other guys before him. They did. They wanted first one guy. Turned out he lied on his resume, and he obviously didn't get the job. Wanted another one, but he decided to stay where he was at. And then they go tag this guy, Brian Spielbauer from Iowa. Another thing that you failed to mention, too, is the fact that he was not an administrator. He was a head coach. He was a basketball coach in girls basketball NAIA for many, many years. And that could be one of the reasons why he was so successful at, you know, giving the coaches the necessities necessary for them to go out and find quality kids, quality athletes, and put bodies on campus. We'll put it that way. So it wasn't a perfect storm by any stretch of the imagination. It was more like we need someone. This, you know, guy is available, and he ends up doing just an outstanding job, a good enough job where he's going off. You know, he's going off for another gig, not as a coach, but as a administrator. And it's quite clear that Mr. Spielbauer was successful in both aspects of college athletics. And when it comes down to it, Logan, the PC Saints need to find someone with a vision for small college athletics, simply because in this business, if you are not moving forward, then you're dying. It seems like hyperbole. It seems like might be a little outlandish, but at the same time, this is an ultra competitive area, Logan. This is especially if you go to the Division I and, you know, the big time, the Ohio States and the Michigans and everything like that. You don't think that they're constantly renovating and constantly improving and constantly getting more money to throw at athletics? Because quite simply, if they don't do it, someone else is going to do it. And that is the same here at Presentation College. If they don't continue to improve, their other NAIA and the new NSAA schools will continue to improve, or at least should, and in the process, leave Presentation College behind. They need a guy that or a gal who's going to come in, and they're going to have a vision. They're going to continue with the momentum moving forward, and they're also just going to, I think, have the ability to allow their coaches to do the jobs that they hired them to do.
You know, I think it's going to be really important that they find someone who's not 100% eager to put his stamp on the program right away. The thing that comes up to me would be Steve Peterson coming to Nebraska and just trying to completely change a culture that had been effective for a long time, because the vision and the plan are laid out right now. Dr. Huber and Brian Spielbauer and the coaches and, you know, several other people around campus have been instrumental in kind of laying the master plan. But keeping it on track is what they need, and they need someone who knows the NAIA coaching landscape. That was the one thing that Brian Spielbauer brought that they hadn't had before, that he knew what it took at that level to be successful as a coach. And he knew the type of scholarships that needed to be offered, and he knew the resources that were necessary. And you mentioned that he didn't have any administering experience. And, you know, I was skeptical of that when I initially saw him. He was a coach. He was kind of an introvert and was wondering how he'd be. But with the coaches, he brought in smart people. He helped them when they needed it. But he gave them enough room to do their jobs and not bring down their neck the whole time. And I think that they need to find someone who can just keep on in that mold and keep them on the track that they're on, instead of trying to immediately reinvent the wheel and do things his way, so to speak.
725-4107 is the number to call if you want to chime in on anything we talk about on the Cheap Seats tonight. You talk about a guy coming in or a girl coming in and giving a stamp on this university, you know, or giving a stamp on the athletic program, how you don't think that they should do that right away. And I intend to agree with you on that. I think that just goes to show you're getting into it for all the wrong reasons. If the second you come out here and you say, everything that's been working is wrong and I'm going to show you how to do it right. I think what they need to do, though, is find someone who does want to put their own stamp on it. And in doing so, this is just spitballing ideas, but you know, they could afford to maybe get a couple more teams. You know, they're getting that brand new dome track and field team. You could field a lot of bodies to put on campus. And 10, I mean, it seems to me that their schools in this area tend to be pretty successful when it comes to track and field. Northern State has a good track and field history. So does South Dakota State. And so does North Dakota State. The list goes on of Midwest schools. University of South Dakota, they got a national champion in Bethany Buell down there. So it's just one idea amongst many of a guy come in or a girl come in and say, you know what, we're just going to keep going what we're doing, but let's grow this thing. Let's continue to build where we left off and just show that this university continues to be committed to growing, or this college continues to be committed to growing, and this college continues to be committed to winning athletics. Not just athletics, but winning athletics.
I know that they do have additional sports that they are going to add at some point in the master plan. I don't remember for sure if outdoor track and field is one of those. And they don't have any kind of timeline for when they want to be added. One thing they do want to do is get the golf programs back up and running, I think, is the priority, as they ended up having a team, but it was kind of like the old fashioned presentation college team, where it was, let's find some people on campus who maybe have once golfed and put them on the course in a competitive situation, because we have to have a team. And they want to get away from that, like they have on all their other sports, where you're starting to see Presentation College women's basketball was really close. They were like one foul away from finishing a game with four players one time. And there is a couple times that they were kind of in that situation. This was my first season here, so this was several years ago. But they just haven't had that depth. And being able to build those scholarships and build those resources has been huge for recruitment. And building that depth that the teams need to be successful, and the depth that the college needs to continue to bring in revenue, to continue to push the wagon forward and get it moving faster and faster.
And it just goes to show that they're committed to winning, along with putting bodies on campus. That was something that I've always felt that they are serious about, that just because of the money that they're reinvesting into their scholarship athletics on campus. And that's something, Logan, another thing, a athletic director can come in here and just simply say, I want all our sports working. It sounds simple, but at the same time, it's something that Presentation College has sincerely struggled with over as long as we've been here. It's gotten exponentially better since, say, 3 years ago, but at the same time, it's something that eludes them for some reason. And you can't tell me that you can't find kids that wouldn't want to come golf in college, even if it is, you know, maybe a little more spendy because it's a private school, and it is maybe not as appealing to some places because it's small and maybe in Aberdeen, South Dakota. But you can always find kids who want to continue playing and want to will do so for sure.
Well, the people that have been really successful recruiting on campus, the ones that really jump out, Jeremy Regal, the basketball coach, and Andy Carr, the football coach, they get players from all over the country. They go on trips to Louisiana and Texas and Alaska, and they find talent.
When we come back, Aberdeen Smitty's manager Justin Downs tells us which game on the schedule is a must-win for your favorite Legion baseball team. That's next on the Cheap Seats on 107.7 KBDFM.